The next aspect we have in the laws of Shabbos is mit asek. Mi she'asa melacha gemura b'li kavana. Someone did a complete task, but he had no intent. V'hainu. That is, shelo yada b'shat asiyata, shoseh et hamelacha. At the time that he was doing the task, he didn't realize he was doing a task. Kigon, for example. Shayamunach ez edavar betoch kis bigdo. He had something in his pocket. And he didn't even realize he had it in his pocket. And then he goes out into public domain, and he doesn't realize he's carrying. His focus is, I'm going to shul. He doesn't realize he has something in his pocket. Even though technically he did the biblical prohibition of hotzah. Taking an object out into public domain, even in your pocket, is the normal way of taking things out into public domain. So technically, he did a biblical prohibition. But that wasn't his... He didn't even know he was doing it. We're going to have to discuss. Mitasek is, I don't know why he gave this example. I'm going with what he said. The example in the Gemara is that you intend to pick up a fruit and you don't realize that that fruit is connected to a tree. And you think the fruit is free. You pick it up, let's say you're picking up besamim. You don't realize the besamim are attached below. As you pick it up, you pull them off the tree. So technically, pulling a fruit off a tree is kotzer. You're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos. You're not allowed to pick a fruit from the place it naturally grows. You didn't realize it was attached to the ground. That's the example the Gemara gives. We could give another example. You lean against the wall, you mean to lean back. The action is your intention, but you don't mean to flick on the light switch. There happens to be a light switch behind you. As you lean back, you turned on the light switch, but you didn't mean to do it. So you're focused on doing one action, which will automatically result in another action, but you had zero intention for that part of the action, that aspect, meaning there's a detail you were unaware of. So in this case, you were unaware that there was an object in your pocket. The guy walks outside, he's unaware he has an object in his pocket. His intention is to go outside. His intention is not to carry that object outside because he's unaware that he has the object. A situation of shogeg would be, I know I'm carrying the object. I forgot it's prohibited, or I forgot it's Shabbat. If I don't know I'm carrying the object, then I become a mitasek. Then I don't intend for that aspect of the task. An example of that would be, I open the fridge door and the light turns on. I didn't know the light was going to turn on. I thought the light was disconnected. Right? You walk by and the door opens. You walk by a hotel and the automatic door opens. You meant to walk. You didn't mean for that door to open, right? You didn't even know it would open. You didn't know there was an electronic eye there. So that would be, all those are examples of mitasek. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm unaware that there's another task that's taking place within that action. So I'm focused on doing action A, and I'm unaware that action A involves another action. I'm walking outside the public domain. I'm unaware that I'm carrying things in my pocket. I'm leaning against the wall. I'm unaware that by leaning against the wall, I'm going to turn on a switch. I'm picking up the fruit. I'm unaware that the fruit is actually connected to the ground. So mitasek is where I am missing part of the facts. That because I'm missing those facts, I don't realize I'm doing a malacha. So let's organize what we've discussed so far. We had davar sheino mitkaven. Okay, I'm dragging the bench, and I have zero intent for the furrow. Oh, if you'd ask me, I know it's possible there'll be a furrow. I intend to drag the bench, I intend for the action. The outcome of a malacha was not part of my focus. I have zero intention in that. Within davar sheino mitkaven, we discussed there's sometimes psik reishai. If you know it's a very heavy bench, you know you're going to have a furrow afterwards, so you can't say I wasn't mitkaven. It's obvious. Within psik reisha, we said sometimes it's a psik reisha lo nichale. I don't need that furrow. I'm not looking to make tracks in the ground. So that was one thing. Then we had a melacha sheina tzicha legufa, where I'm putting out the flame, but my focus is not to have a flame. My focus, I'm not thinking, I'm not doing the malacha. Even though I'm doing the malacha, I'm not doing it with the intent Chazal had in mind. My intention is not to make coals. Okay? So malacha sheina tzricha legufa is the most severe. I'm intending to do the action. I'm intending for the outcome. But my focus is not what was the focus in the Mishkan. And here we have machlokas, whether it's biblically prohibited or rabbinically. So the most stringent was malacha sheina tzricha legufa. Next in line was davar sheino mitkaven, where my intention is the action and not the outcome. I'm not interested in the furrow that's happening. I'm not in, right? I don't even realize that's going to happen. I'm not thinking about that. So there's an outcome of my action that's not within my realm of thought. And here we have mitasek, where I'm missing facts. I can't even have that in mind because I don't know the facts. I don't realize that fruit is connected to the ground. I see a strawberry, I pick it up. I didn't realize it was attached to the ground. I thought it was just lying there. As I pick it up, I ended up plucking it. You cut a bunch of weeds, and then you hear on Friday afternoon that dandelions are very yummy, right? You didn't use pesticides. So now you go and you pick up a dandelion off the floor Friday afternoon. You tell yourself, okay, I got all those dandelions lying over there. I was going to throw them out. I'll eat some of them. I'll put them into my salad Friday night. I got to figure out how I check them for bugs, but whatever. So you come Friday night. After you come home from shul, you go to pick some dandelions which you thought you pulled out of your garden, and you didn't realize that among those dandelions was also a dandelion that was growing there. You pick up the dandelion, and suddenly you hear a snap. You feel a snap. You realize you just picked the dandelion from the ground. Now that's the biblical prohibition of kotzer. You just harvested a fruit from its natural place of growth, but you didn't realize it was attached to the ground. That's mitasek, where I was missing a fact. So I didn't intend for the act at all. I thought I was doing act number one, when in fact, because I wasn't aware of something, I was actually doing act number two. And act number two is a biblical prohibition. So in Mitasek, he writes, even though the outcome was a biblical prohibition, nonetheless, one has not transgressed biblically. He won't have to bring a sacrifice. This is what we call mitasek. He says, rabbinically, this is prohibited. That's not agreed by everyone. This is a big machlokas. So he's siding with the more stringent side. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, others say it's not even rabbinically prohibited. And we said that what would be a case of this? You see your friend leaning and he's about to turn on the light switch. You're going to be very happy to have that light on for Shabbos. Do you have to stop him? He is mitasek. According to Rav Pozen, you do. So he holds that it is rabbinically prohibited to do a task on Shabbos even through mitasek. Okay, so that's what he holds. So what did we learn today? We learned davar sheino mitkayem, that if you do an action on Shabbos which will not last, for example, you build blocks one on top of the other, so then sometimes it's rabbinically prohibited and sometimes not at all. You may not take ink that will become invisible ink, right? You may not squirt it on someone on Shabbos, but it's only rabbinically prohibited. So that's why in hospitals and in the army, one of the things they do is they give the doctors and the soldiers ink that only lasts for 2 or 3 days. And that way when they write on Shabbos, they're not transgressing biblically. Comes Matzei Shabbos, they have to copy everything over because in 2 or 3 days it'll all disappear. So that's a davar sheino mitkayem. So then they're only transgressing a rabbinic prohibition. And then we learned mitasek, that if you do an action and there's a fact you're unaware of, whereby that action involves a biblical prohibition, but that was not your intent and you weren't even aware of that. So then that's mitasek, which he says is rabbinically prohibited, and we discussed that maybe there's room to be a little bit more lenient, as we will see as we continue.